Evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Metro Nashville Public School Board passed its budget last night after tense debate. The board passed raises and cost of living adjustments for teachers, additional funding for before and after school programs, and an extended work calendar for support staff. However, the last item was temporarily on the chopping block. Most board members opposed cutting the extended calendar, with Abigail Tyler pointing out that some bus drivers and cafeteria staff have reported not being able to afford groceries during pay periods with few work days. The Nashville Banner reports the board instead ended up cutting funding for a new dedicated pre-K site, which freed up money to pay for its share of an audit ordered by the Metro Council. Board members say they were caught off guard by the council's requirement. Budget Chair Berthina Nabaugh McKinney said the audit's purpose and goals still aren't clear, but that the board is not afraid of transparency or accountability. It's pollinator week, and Tennessee wants to make sure monarch butterflies are thriving. To make that possible, the State Transportation Department is bringing back Project Milkweed. WPLN's Seth Thorpe has more about the program and how to get involved.
If you ever wanted a milkweed plant in your yard, Tennessee is giving you the chance. With the return of Project Milkweed, residents can order their own seeds online to help support vital pollinators like butterflies. Milkweed plants host struggling monarch butterflies and are essential for their reproduction. Because of habitat loss, pesticides, and other environmental factors, the state started the Pollinator Habitat Program in 2017 to help their population rebound. Last year, the state shipped 93,000 packets of seeds to fulfill 18,000 requests. Residents can order up to 3 packets of milkweed seeds, and you can plant as many as your allergies can stand. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
You can find more about Project Milkweed and order seeds at tnpollinators.org. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.